the lantern turns to light. Jesus spoke a lot in parables. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. He is teaching us to value and to prepare for moments that haven't come yet. Potential without preparation leads to frustration. All God gives us is an opportunity. It is foolish to say yes to a fool. Get your own oil. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. There's some folk in this room right now that are soaking up this oil, your money, your energy, your time, your compassion, and converting it into light. We had 10 virgins here. They had a lot in common. They were all female. They were all virgins. They were all in the same place at the same time, waiting for the same event. They had the same opportunity. They had the same exposure. They had the same experiences. They had the same lanterns. The only thing that was different is that five of them had brought an extra jar of oil, and five of them did not. Five of them did not underestimate how long it might be, or when he might come, or if he comes at night, I need to be ready. Five of them were prepared for the unexpected. Glory to God. Five of them were just there. They had the look, they had the dress, they had the lantern, but they had no oil. There are people amongst us that have the look, they have the dress, they have the slogan, but they have no oil. At the end of the day, either you have it or you don't. It's not enough to look blessed. It's not enough to look like a Christian. It's not enough to have the walk and have the talk. If you have no oil, you're not ready for the blessing. How do you handle the fact that all 10 of them had potential? I want to talk a moment about the agony of potential. All 10 had the potential, the possibility. But potential is painful if it's not taken advantage of, if it's not maximized, if it's not fully used, if it's not fully executed. All of them have potential. I was talking to a young man the other day. I said, you got to be one of the most talented people I know. I said, you are so talented, it's amazing. He said, yes, and it drives me crazy because I have all kind of talent, and yet I remain unsuccessful. There are people in prison with talent. There are people with needles in their arms with talent. Having talent is not enough. Having potential is not enough. How you steward the potential determines whether you go up or whether you go down. It's a terrible thing to have great potential and poor results. It's a terrible thing to have an opportunity that you fail to act on and end up in torment and become somebody else's hater because they did more with their opportunity than what you did with yours. Y'all not shouting enough, I'm going over here. Some people hate you because you took advantage of your opportunities and they didn't. We both got up this morning. We both breathed air this morning. We both got dressed this morning. Don't hate on me because I was more ready for the opportunity than you were. If you can hear what I'm saying, holla at your boy right now. All God gives us is an opportunity. How we steward the opportunity is up to us. You can blame your mama. You can blame your daddy. You can blame your sister. You can blame your brother. You can blame your whole family. You can blame your community. You can blame your size. You can blame your weight. Blame whatever you want to blame, but you're only playing games with yourself. You fell asleep with no oil. You fell asleep unprepared. You fell asleep because you thought it would be easier than it is. And there's nothing worse than the regret that comes from getting serious too late. Woo, glory. That's so good, I'm gonna get the CD myself. There's nothing worse than the regret of getting serious too late in a marriage, in a ministry, in a business, in a leadership role. It doesn't matter where you apply this truth, it will fit you, it will fit all sizes. I'm kind of scared of stuff when they say it fits all sizes. But this will fit all sizes. They were all in the same place at the same time, wearing the same outfit, carrying the same lanterns, and they all fell asleep. The wise and the foolish fell asleep. The prepared and the unprepared fell asleep because the bridegroom tarried so long. They fell asleep. We're dealing with a sleepy church. I'm gonna say that again from the steps so you can hear me. We're dealing with a groggy church. If you don't have church on Sunday, we don't see you. We're dealing with a groggy church. If we clap too long, it gets on your nerves. If we don't clap enough, it gets on your nerves. We're dealing with a groggy church. If you have to walk too far, you don't come. We're dealing with a groggy church who leaves during the altar call. We're dealing with a groggy, sleepy, lethargic, indifferent church. What the Bible calls a lukewarm church. But I came to ring the alarm this morning. I came to sound the bell. I came to wake you up. I came to get you excited. I came to tell you that every day is a gift from God. Every breath you breathe is a gift from God. Every move you make is a gift from God. Every time you stand is a gift from God. There's somebody that hadn't stood up in 10 years. There's somebody that hadn't been out of the hospital, been in a hospice for 3 years, and there you are wasting days murmuring and complaining about stuff that don't matter. It makes me sick. It gets on my nerves that you're not happier. You're not more grateful. You're not more thankful. There's somebody in the hospital that would trade places with you right now. There's somebody in the nursing home that would trade places with you right now. And if you don't want your life, give it to somebody else. Oh, I feel something in this room. Something is about to happen in this place today. I feel some gratefulness coming up in somebody's spirit. I feel somebody growing up in this room right now. I feel somebody waking up out of their sleep right now. I feel somebody that's about to seize the moment, that's about to take advantage of now, that's about to step into the opportunity that you've been given. I feel somebody in this place that's starting to recognize I'm blessed, whether I'm in the city or in the field, whether things are going good or bad. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in my uprising. I'm blessed in my down setting. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed with my single self. I'm blessed with my married self. I'm blessed in my apartment. I'm blessed in my mansion. I'm blessed on my motorcycle. I'm blessed in my jet. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'm blessed. What good is potential without preparation? Somebody shout preparation. Look at your neighbor and say preparation. People who are in preparation don't have time to be haters, don't have time to be gossipers, don't have time to read bloggers, don't have time to respond to foolishness because you're in preparation. I want the folks that are in preparation to make some noise in this place. I came to church because I'm in preparation. I got out of bed this morning in preparation. I came because I'm expecting something to happen in my life. I've been in preparation every day. Preparation, preparation. Because potential without preparation leads to frustration. Potential without preparation leads to frustration. Potential without preparation leads to frustration. What I'm trying to tell you is that what God has for you is bigger than what you imagined. It's bigger than what you thought about. It's bigger than what was in your head. It's bigger than what you fantasized. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think. God said, what I got for you is going to blow your mind. Get rid of your meager plan. Get ready to help me to go and expect me to show up. All my extra oil people, make some noise in this place. I got extra oil. I got extra oil. I'm 64, but I got extra oil. Get rid of your nursing home. I ain't coming. I got extra oil. I got stuff to go. I got places to go. I got people to see. I got extra oil. Extra oil means if it takes all night, I'll fight all night. If it takes all night, if it takes all month, if it takes all year, I brought extra oil because I refuse to underestimate my future. Let's offer up this offering before God because we want the Lord, I want the Lord to have respect unto my offering. I want him to honor it. I want him to receive it. I want him to receive your offering. I want him to receive your tithe. We are offering it. Doesn't mean he has to take it. We are offering it up to God. That means he's going to evaluate it. And so I give to him from a sincere place. And I give to him as an honest reflection of the level of blessing that's on my life. Whether it's as small as the widow's mite, or whether I give him kingdoms and the cedars of Lebanon, I give on the level of the blessing of the Lord on my life, and I offer it up to him. It is my honesty. It is my honesty. It is my obedience that blesses God. Then let me help you with the guilt that comes when you have enough, but you attract people who don't. Woo, help me, Jesus. Because for every wise virgin, there was a fool. Isn't it amazing how you attract people who are so different from you that if you are not careful, you become guilty trying to be a savior to everybody else when you have just enough oil for the calling, for the position, for the opportunity, for the favor. I'm going to give you some help today. I'm going to give you some resources today. The Bible said, tell them no. Somebody shout no. Oh, I just set somebody free. I just set somebody free. Somebody just got free in here. You've been wanting to say no, but you said, I can't say no. I'm related to them. I can't say no. I grew up with them. I can't say no. I'm in love with them. I can't say no. I feel sorry for them. But I'm going to help you out. Open your mouth, holler through your mask, and shout no. Wisdom demands that you know how to say no. You can't be a wise virgin and not say no. It is foolish to say yes to a fool. If they wasted your oil, oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. If they wasted their oil, they'll waste yours too. And you're so busy being nice that you are saying yes to a fool. So the wise virgins were wise enough to say no. I will not be your provision. I don't know how many more hills I will have to climb. It's midnight. I don't know how far I'll have to go before daybreak. This is somebody who is wise enough not to underestimate that just because you are elected and selected doesn't mean that you won't have to face adverse conditions. I need oil enough in case it's harder than I thought. In case marriage is harder than I thought. In case raising children is harder than I thought. In case opening up a business is harder than I thought. In case pastoring is harder than I thought. In case being an entrepreneur is harder than I thought. I have to have reserve. We are in a season right now where reserves is all that matters. You need reserve wisdom, reserve grace, reserve resources. You need to have stuff on reserve. You got to stop spending everything you got, your money, your energy, your time, your compassion, your emotions, your efforts, because we are in a midnight season and you only have a jar full of oil. And as cold as it sounds, and as tough as it sounds, you have to sometimes say, even to your own family, behold, the bridegroom cometh. And what got me is all 10 of them trimmed their wick. What y'all trimming your wick for? Why would you trim your wick? Because they fools. Yeah, why would you trim your wick? You so sure that I'm gonna come through that you're trimming your wick based on my bank account, my oil? You spending my money, you're spending my wisdom, you're spending my time, what you trimming your wick for? As I come to a close, the wick is the thing that turns oil to light. It is the object of conversion. Everybody had a lantern, everybody had a wick, but only 5 had oil. It is the wick that turns the oil to light. Everybody who has ever read their Bible over 2 weeks understands that the oil is a type of anointing. And whenever you see the Bible talk about oil, you are talking about anointing. And in order to convert the anointing into light, there has to be a wick that's dipped down in the oil that is soaking it up. Everybody's here, but everybody's not soaking. Everybody's listening, but everybody's not soaking. There's some folk in this room right now that are soaking up this oil that's coming forth and converting it into light. So the wise virgins left. They have left the building. And they told the foolish ones, get your own oil. And the wise ones went in to the ceremony or the supper. And the bridegroom closed the door. Yeah. What do you do when by time you get your oil and get yourself together, the door is closed? By the time the foolish ones took life serious, by the time you recognize that life is not a game, by the time you recognize that you are not a kid anymore, that it ain't about you being cute with your broke self, with your dysfunctional self, yeah, you're fine, but you're crazy. It's not about. You got all kind of selfies posted everywhere and no retirement. You got on Gucci underwear and can't send your kids to school. You a prophetess, but you can't see how to own your own place. Oh, I'm gonna make somebody mad. How can you be that anointed and have no light? You need to dip your wick in that oil and convert some of that anointing into enlightenment. I'm almost close. The oil is the thing that's missing. We got people who can sing like never before. Never in the history of the church have we had people who can do the kind of riffs that they do now. All kinds of stuff, all kinds of talent, all kinds of instruments, all kinds of buildings. We've never had buildings like this. We've never had opportunities like this. We've never had information at our fingertips like this. There's nothing you can't Google. There's nothing you can't find. We've never been exposed to education with the click of a button like this. So we've got more lantern, but we've got less oil. The old folks didn't sing good, but they sung with power. They didn't have five riffs, but they had a glory. The old church didn't have padded pews, but there was a glory that would hit the church. The power of God would saturate the church. People got delivered in the church. We survived atrocities in the church. You know what we need? We need more oil. We need oily preachers. We need oily singers. We need people playing instruments until the power of God knocks you off the instrument. We need the kind of oil that comes down in the church where witches don't feel comfortable in the service. We need the kind of oil in the church that binds people together, that heals yokes, that tears down barriers, that opens doors, that looses the bound, that sets the captive free. We need the kind of oil to come in this place that depression cannot cannot come in here. Fear cannot come in here. Suicide cannot come in here. We need the kind of oil that will break yokes and tear down barriers and open doors. We need the kind of oil that'll give you favor on Monday. We need the kind of oil that will loose resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We need the kind of oil that'll set before you an open door. We need the kind of oil that'll bring your children into alignment. We need the kind of oil that will pronounce generational blessings until you and your daughter, you and your son, you and your grandson, you and your granddaughter are walking in the supernatural power of God. We need the kind of oil that covers our families, that covers our bodies, that covers our resources. We need an oily praise. Can I get an oily praise? I need 3 minutes of an oily praise.
To live the life that God Almighty has for you, you must embrace who you are and what you've been given in Christ.
Jesus is the real deal. He's not a shadow. He's not a caricature. He's not a reflection. He is.
Discover Bishop T.D. Jakes' most personal holiday stories. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive the Follow the Star book, in which Bishop shares holiday stories of grace to inspire the soul. With your gift of $100 or more, you will also receive the 2021 Christmas Ornament, a Christmas Blessings Advent Calendar, the powerful Redeemed to Glory 3-part teaching, and Follow the Star by Bishop T.D. Jakes. And for your gift of $175 or more, you'll receive the Strong in the Lord Woven Tapestry Wall Art, in addition to the entire Christmas package. You're a new creation in Christ. It's time to see the good destiny that Jesus has for you.
What God has given you needs time to grow up.
Don't wait. Now is your chance. Call or go online today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dodge.